we can't look behind. We have to, you know, own up to the record that we have and then just focus on this next game that we have coming up.
Getting that sixth win, getting bowl eligibility, what would that mean to this team, especially after missing out on a bowl game last year?
I mean, it's huge, just being able to be in contention, you know, for a bowl game. But at the same time, it's, you know, we're trying to win every single game. Just like every other team in the country, we're trying to win every game, and hopefully we can get one this week.
Jake, on that pass, it looked like it was almost similar to the one you threw the touchdown against Northwestern. Was that kind of a, not going through your mind, but it was kind of the motion of it in some extent? I mean, it was a similar route, and similar pass, and kind of facing a, you know, a defender in the face.
Yeah, I mean, it was a different play, a similar route, as you were saying, but, you know, I didn't really have flashbacks to it, to be honest. It was just thinking, hey, let's get off the 1 yard line, let's, you know, let's get this drive going, let's try to drive the ball 99 yards and put it in the end zone.
Do you see any tendencies from Ricardo Allen?
Tendencies? Not really. I mean, defenses do a lot of different things, so it's kind of hard to pick up on tendencies. You know, sometimes you might get a little key here or there, but, you know, it's hard to necessarily pinpoint one little thing.
Do you know much about what he's done during his career and all the interceptions for touchdowns?
Yeah, I haven't known about that. And I know that they're pretty good. And I've heard his name before, so I understand that obviously he's a good player.
So this is one that tomorrow in the film room you'll know.
Yeah, and, I mean, we focus more on numbers.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I always focus on. And so names are not necessarily as important as on game day as a number, because the number is a little bit bigger,
yeah,
and you see that a little bit easier.
Right.
You're getting asked a lot about basically checking into different plays. I mean, realistically, how deep is that Rolodex when you're at the line? You have all these safe plays that you can go to. I mean, how quick is that decision to be made? But you're not flipping through the entire playbook, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, each formation has its certain plays. You can't pull a play out with that you need two backs for, and then all of a sudden you have one back. You just can't do that. But, no, that's Coach Thayer's doing a really good job with us, all the quarterbacks during the week, having us understand what would be a good play to go to versus something that the defense might be doing.
Now, if you're not sure, do you have a list of safe plays that you can go to?
Yeah, you have some safe plays, and now some plays that, you know, the play is not going to be completely destroyed, that you have a chance to have a positive play. And, you know, that's something about staying ahead of change. You don't want to, you know, have a negative yardage play. You want to continue to move the ball forward down the field.
When you struggle in the red zone, do you take personal responsibility for that? It's on you, or is that something that, you know, just we didn't get it done? How do you feel about that?
I mean, the fact is, it's a team game. You know, obviously, I can do a better job getting us in better plays. There's times where, you know, maybe I should have checked this play or that play. And at the same time, it's, as a whole offense, we all take it upon ourselves. You know, when we don't get in the end zone, we're all, you know, a little bit upset with ourselves because we know we can do that. We just need to do it.
You had, early in the year, you had some success down there running the ball. You haven't done much of that lately. Is that something that, you know, by design, you think you'll try to do more of? Or?
You know, whether or not we do more is, you know, as always, it's up to Coach Davis. But, you know, I think it's just, you know, we got to have that mentality when we get down there. We want seven, not just three.
What have you noticed out of Dunn here lately? I know his catches last Saturday came after you got and were taken out of the game. Mm-hmm. But it seems like he kind of stepped up there for you. And I would think with this being his senior year, that he wants to end this year strong and end his career strong.
Definitely. He's working hard. That's something you see in practice. He's one of those guys who's very soft-spoken. But he wants the ball in his hand. He wants to make plays, just like all the receivers do. And definitely with his senior year, I'm sure he wants to go out with a bang, and you've noticed that on the practice field.
With Purdue's defense, what are the things that stand out to you? Because I'm asking Austin, he's describing the front seven. He's like, well, the secondary, you would probably have more of it.
Yeah, I mean, they run some different fronts. They'll go three down, they'll go four down. So you have to pay attention to that, understand that, you know, a certain play might cost something a little bit different just because it's three down or four down. You know, their secondary, you know, they'll play off, but they'll also come up in your face a little bit. And, you know, that's really what the whole week's for, to kind of understand what they like to do at, you know, maybe certain plays or certain downs, or with Austin at a certain front, what they might want to play behind it.
Last Saturday, were you itching to get back in there?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's itching to get back in. Mm-hmm. Everybody who gets dinged up during the game wants to play. Right. And, you know, sometimes it's not in your best interest. Sometimes it's whatever reason. But, I mean, if you're a competitor, most guys want to get back in there.
Was that something more the coaches or the trainers were telling you right away, it's not worth it right now? Or was it something that you're
It was a discussion. You know, we were talking, but you know, I'm sure Coach Rance would have a better insight and usually doesn't like us talking about that. So you could probably ask him.
Was that something that carried over from the week before the injury, or is and something that you were trying to play through, or is that something that kind of just happened?
I don't want to say. Yeah, I mean, you have nicks and bruises everywhere. Mm-hmm. Sometimes more serious than others, and obviously this one was a little bit more serious than some other ones that might have occurred.
But you feel you'll be good to go here as far as today and then Saturday?
Yeah, I feel good right now, and I mean, should be able to be going.
All right.